Well, I don't know if I can say that it's going to be a turning point or not. I have no idea what's going to happen in the next few months, and I think we're all loathing the election year a lot, just for what we'll see on TV, social media, and the things as pastors we'll have to navigate in our churches. But I have not talked to one person who read either editorial on either side and changed their mind. Now, as I said, some people were able to come into more of a reasonable discussion space, but I think from what I can tell, it just caused people to dig in their heels a little bit further on the opinions and presuppositions they already hold. And I think that we've really created a culture of defensiveness over dialogue. And so what I've tried to do is get us back to a space of dialogue so that if we can get over the defensiveness, maybe there can be a discussion. That we would actually have the starting place where Scripture teaches us to start, which is love. Love for your neighbor, the love of God that fuels that love of neighbor. If we can start there, then we can have a discussion about anything. If we don't start there, if we start at the point of division or where we disagree or what we don't like or who's with us or who's not, then we're not starting from the right place. And so the editorials, I don't feel like either of them started from the right place, and because of that, they raised the level of defensiveness, they raised the temperature, but they didn't change minds.